Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Friday afternoon, kind of moving into the Friday evening part. And Austin has done his homework, did some due diligence here a minute ago.
Really?
He checked on that traffic situation that we were talking about earlier, in about 3 or 4 minutes from right now. You will have an update. If you're transitioning from the 110 freeway to Davis Highway, there is a reason for the delays, and Austin's all over that one. But first, let's go ahead and jump into the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, after more than 8 years and $3 million later, Mariners Landing over in Gulf Breeze officially back open. The park under the 3 Mile Bridge was closed in 2017. Using the new features of the park, it will cost you if you're not a Gulf Breeze resident. You will have to pay for parking. Now, while the park is open, it is still a work in progress project. The seawall still under construction. The city's also working to add a kayak launch, artwork, and additional landscaping.
And if you plan to blow up fireworks in the city of Pensacola this 4th of July, don't. Pensacola Ordinance 14368 confirms it is unlawful to explode fireworks unless the controlled explosions are performed under the control of the city. If you live outside of the city of Pensacola, launching fireworks is legal, but you just got to be careful with existing noise ordinances because if your neighbors complain, you just might get a visit from local law enforcement.
You know, and also, I just want to kind of add this as a little caveat to this thing. If you're going to blow fireworks in the neighborhood, might want to check with your neighbors. A lot of neighbors have pets. And these fireworks can be really disturbing to pets, really upsets them. So give them a heads up. So like myself, I told you last hour, I like to take my my pups in the back room,
right,
turn on the music or turn on the TV to kind of drown down the sounds of the explosions in the neighborhood.
I got a year-old puppy. I don't know how he's going to handle the 4th of July.
Will not like it whatsoever. Here's your third story this afternoon. A tropical disturbance in the northwestern Caribbean Sea popped up Thursday night. The area of disorganized showers is expected to move into the Bay of Campeche tomorrow, where an area of low pressure could form. Now, listen, if you're thinking about this going to be an effective system for us, forget it. Not happening. National Hurricane Center forecasters confirming tropical development over the Gulf of America. Unfavorable for the next 7 days.
All right. Just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We do have, this is what Chris was referring to just a few minutes ago. We do have some congestion. If you are getting off of I-110, hitting the off-ramp to get onto North Davis Highway, there was an accident reported in that area. And funny enough, I can look over my left shoulder and see behind me there is an ambulance on the scene. It is being dealt with. And the congestion is not severe. It's just nonetheless visible. So if you are in that area, take a little bit of patience with you. It will not be hopefully for too long. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 83 degrees, relatively mild, I'd say. Low of 76 tonight. This weekend and the next work week over the course of several days here, we are going to have highs sitting at just under or right at 90 degrees with some pretty decent rainfall chances every step of the way.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
A vote in Washington could have a limited impact on organizations who feed the hungry locally. Budget bill vote in the Senate today includes cuts to SNAP funding. Lawmakers say it's another move on government efficiency. Feeding the Gulf Coast CEO Michael Edger.
We're in an environment which hunger rates are rising and we're talking about making these cuts. It seems very counterintuitive.
Well, an estimated 80,000 people here in the Panhandle get those SNAP benefits. Mana's D.D. Flaunacker says they've already seen a dramatic drop in food donations, and cuts to SNAP would make matters even worse.
We've got right now about 150,000 pounds of food on our warehouse floor, and that sounds like a lot of food. It's not, because we give out about 60,000 to 70,000 pounds a month.
There you go.
My goodness.
It's not over yet.
Nope, it's not. And this week, an Escambia County grand jury indicted 3 men, Michael Polnitz, Caleb Bonner, and Antonio Larkins, on charges of first-degree felony murder related to the April shooting death of 20-year-old Andrew Sanders. Sanders was found with a fatal gunshot wound in a vehicle in Inslee. Polnitz is set to appear in court on July 2nd, while Bonner and Larkins will be in court on September 2nd. All three remain in the Escambia County Jail without bond.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
The so-called alligator Alcatraz in Florida. Ooh. It's slated to be one of the latest migrant detention centers. State officials say the new facility could house thousands of illegal immigrants as soon as next month. The Democrats are not liking this whatsoever. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol has more from South Florida.
A new migrant detention center dubbed Alligator Alcatraz by officials is located in a remote area surrounded by the Florida Everglades. It will house 3,000 illegal immigrants, with the first group of detainees arriving by July 1st. That's according to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who gave Fox News an exclusive tour of the facility.
We have almost 800,000 illegal aliens in this country who've already been ordered to be removed.
The governor says this will be a 3-in-1 immigration enforcement facility. It will house detainees, process legal cases, and serve as a deportation hub. The 30-square-mile property already has a working airstrip that will be used to fly people out directly for deportation. In Okeechobee, Florida, I'm Dana Marie McNichol, Fox News.
And speaking of this entire debacle, two major environmental groups are trying to put a stop to DeSantis' plans on this alligator Alcatraz. The groups call the plan cruel and say it threatens an ecosystem that taxpayers have spent billions to protect. The 1.5 million acres of flooded grassland is estimated to hold more than 200,000 alligators, reportedly.
If they were really concerned, they should have got involved with the air environmental effects that they have with red tide and things like that in that area. And all the fertilizers being dumped into the Everglades. And if you want to talk about environment issues, there's other environmental issues that they could loop their hands around on that one. I guarantee that.
Sure, yeah.
Florida state government might be taking action against the state's most populated city now that it plans to extend terms for local officials and hold elections a full year later. Well, there's some more money in your paycheck.
That is true.
If you're an elected official, yeah, why not score on this one? Even Brown reports from Miami.
Despite warnings from Florida's Attorney General, Miami's city commissioners voted 3-2 to extend their terms and that of Miami's mayor by a full year in order to push city elections to 2026.
We are not canceling an election. There is a 2025 election that is happening that will contain ballot initiatives.
Commissioner Damian Pardo says it's legal, even though the state says it violates charter rules. Commissioner Joe Carollo voted no.
What the Attorney General of Florida stated, that's illegal.
Those in favor say holding city elections at the same time as elections for state officers and congressional midterms will drive voter turnout up. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And lastly here, an investigation is underway after a woman was found dead inside a clothing and shoe donation box in Broward County. Authorities believed a middle-aged homeless woman became trapped while trying to retrieve items and suffocated. The box was located just feet from a daycare, and it was crossed off with crime scene tape as shocked parents looked on. Of course, an investigation is ongoing. Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can, with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band.
So good! So good!
This week, it's Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs celebrating their 30th anniversary. Get ready to jam with their 10-piece band. Plus, it's Buck Lee Night, brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. See you at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion for Bands on the Beach.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Coming up on the 4th of July is the free Pensacola Fireworks presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Top national stories this hour.
6:23 News Radio 92.3. Let me just say, if you're looking for a house, want to buy one or sell one, you need your mortgage numbers. Here they are. This will help you out if you're going to maybe jump in that project this weekend. Mortgage rates slightly lower again today, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.72%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 5.96%. There was a slight spike in inflation last month, and Jenny Casola is following the story.
The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose 0.1% in May, as expected. Core PCE, excluding food and energy, was slightly higher, up 0.2. For the year ending in May, the PCE up 2.3% and core PCE rose 2.7%. The annual readings are up slightly from April, but still in a range of modest inflation. Americans cut back on some spending. Personal consumption declined 0.1%. Paychecks shrank. Personal incomes declined 0.4%. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
All right, 6:25. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
All righty, let's see what we got here. We do have some backups, and it looks like they've slightly worsened on the off-ramp. If you're getting off of I-110, trying to get onto North Davis Highway, there was an accident reported there earlier this afternoon. And it looks like, looking over my shoulder here...
Still backing up a little bit.
Yeah, it is still backed up. Don't see the ambulance, though, so that's progress, I'd say. But let's see. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 83 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 89, low of 76, and that's going to be kind of the status quo over the next several days into your work week.
And I want to update you. I kind of jumped ahead of myself here. I did want to give you the markets closed today.
Yeah.
A very interesting day in the markets. They were closing at all-time highs, bouncing back on those tariff fears. The stocks did end up. Hillary Barsky has the explanation for us.
Stocks ending higher with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching record highs on rate cut and trade deal optimism. The latest reading of the Fed's preferred inflation gauge showed that price increases accelerated in May. Fed Chair Jerome Powell has stressed that an uptick in price pressures could lead to a rate cut sooner than later. On the trade front, the U.S. and China have reached an agreement on a trade deal framework that could speed up exports of rare earths from China. The Dow winners, Nike, Boeing, and American Express. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, IBM, and JP Morgan Chase. The Dow rising 432 points. The Nasdaq higher by 106. S&P 500 up 32. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And several reports say Andrew Cuomo will stay on the general election ballot for New York City mayor as an independent. And this is very important because it means that even if the ex-governor doesn't mount a serious general election campaign, he'll likely siphon votes away from Mayor Eric Adams, who's also running as an independent. That's good news for Democratic Socialist contender Zohran Mamdani. Cuomo was defeated by Mamdani in the Democratic primary just earlier this week.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. We got a chance to see a picture of Freddie earlier. We were watching the Fox B-roll, and if you don't know who Freddie is, let me introduce you to Freddie and why you should get to know him. An Egyptian,
why he matters.
It really is, and gosh, it was terrible, the thing that happened to him. An Egyptian national was deported after kicking...
Freddie.
Let's just use Freddie. He was a dog that it was Washington Dulles International, a drug-sniffing dog, if you will. He was stationed at Dulles. And Bob Bernard at the airport this afternoon has the story for us.
Tuesday morning, a man who had just arrived from Egypt kicked a canine that had paused to inspect his luggage. That man was arrested on the spot. He's 70-year-old Hamid Ali Marie. At his first court appearance, he pled guilty to willfully and maliciously harming a police animal. He was sentenced to time served in jail, plus 1 year's probation, was ordered to pay the $840 vet bill and leave the country. The dog Marie admits to kicking is a Customs and Border Protection beagle named Freddie, his handler, Agent Snyder. Freddie is 5 years old and trained at sniffing out illegal agricultural contraband.
Man, poor dude just doing his job.
Absolutely. Cute little dog, too.
Yeah, because honestly, when I wasn't paying attention earlier, and I'm thinking a drug-sniffing dog, probably like a German Shepherd or something.
Right.
I'm thinking like a big dog that could probably kill you with one tooth. Freddie is out here, a beagle.
Below your knee.
Yeah, just a sweet little guy. And a group of fifth grade students in Arizona being charged after allegedly devising a plot to murder another student.
Oh.
According to a police report, four students, two 10-year-olds and two 11-year-olds, were all arrested on one count of threatening and another count of disorderly conduct after being overheard discussing their plans. Police say an investigation into the matter revealed that one of the accused students was allegedly in a quote-unquote relationship with the victim who had cheated on her, and the suspects are accused of planning to fatally stab the student and forge a suicide note to make it appear self-inflicted.
Just repeat the ages again, if you don't mind.
10 and 11.
I got something for you also. Decision been made to arrest three children locally, ages 10, 12, and 17 on felony charges for allegedly throwing objects at cars from the 10 freeway at the Jones Overpass in Santa Rosa County. SRSO confirming the three will be charged with throwing deadly objects, felony criminal mischief, and aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Where's their parents?
Very fair question.
Well, as a parent, that's what I'm asking.
Well, and let me tell you this, Chris. We were talking about Mamdani earlier,
the
socialist.
We've been talking about him all afternoon.
Well, and obviously it's pretty self-explanatory why he's a controversial candidate.
Yes,
Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson is aware of this, and he's inviting worried New Yorkers to move to Dallas after Zohran Mamdani won the Big Apple's mayoral primary. Johnson invited the residents and business owners to move to Dallas, which supports the police, businesses, free markets, and the American dream. In 2023, Johnson switched to the Republican Party after serving as a Democratic state representative.
Americans set to travel this July 4th. AAA saying 72.2 million will travel at least 50 miles from Saturday to Sunday, July 6th, 60 million will drive, 5.8 million will fly, 4.7 million travelers will use other forms of transportation. It will be busy, so be extra careful. Coming up in 5, we'll have some sports for you. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The Supreme Court has struck down federal district judges from issuing nationwide injunctions against the executive branch. Fox's Shannon Bream reports.
Writing for the majority, Justice Barrett said there are limits, quote, when a court concludes that the executive branch has acted unlawfully, the answer is not for the court to exceed its power too. And for the dissent, Justice Sotomayor blasting both the White House and the court's majority, quote, with a stroke of a pen, the president has made a solemn mockery of our Constitution.
The Senate will remain in session this weekend, looking to pass President Trump's tax cut and spending bill. While a vote hasn't been scheduled yet, Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford tells Fox Business it's more than 95% done.
But as everybody knows, the last pieces are the last part of the fight to be able to make sure that we get it right.
Democrats say the bill will make drastic cuts to Medicaid and Medicare. America's listening to Fox News.
of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thank you, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve. Especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions. Because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Are you looking for a unique restaurant experience? It's Calvert's in the Heights, a one-of-a-kind English-themed restaurant and pub with stunning views of Escambia Bay. Enjoy delicious cuisine from British fare to American bar foods to fresh home-cooked meals. Or stop into the pub for a great selection of beers, liquors, and wines. You'll find it all at Calvert's. Don't miss the Red, White, and Blues Watch Party, Saturday, July 12th, 10:30 till 3. Replace the heat and traffic with cold AC and frosty drinks and the Blue Angels air show on the big screen. Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Only pilot knows. All I ever asked of him was when the bars were closed. Come on. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, after more than 8 years and $3 million, Mariners Landing and Gulf Breeze is officially back open. The park, which is under the Three Mile Bridge, was closed in 2017. Using the new features at the Gulf Breeze resident, and you'll have to pay for parking. While the park is open, it is still a work in progress. The seawall is still under construction, but the city is also working to add a kayak launch, artwork, and additional landscaping.
Number two, thinking about blowing up some fireworks in the city of Pensacola this 4th of July?
Maybe.
Yeah, better not. Pensacola Ordinance 14368 confirms it is unlawful to explode fireworks unless the controlled explosions are performed under the control of the city. Now, if you live outside the city of Pensacola, launching fireworks is absolutely legal. Just be careful of existing noise ordinances, and if your neighbors complain, you might get that visit from local law enforcement authorities.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. A tropical disturbance in the northwestern Caribbean Sea popped up Thursday night. The area of disorganized showers is expected to move into the Bay of Campeche tomorrow, where an area of low pressure could form. National Hurricane Center forecasters confirm tropical development over the Gulf of America is unfavorable for the next 7 days.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Escambia firefighters engaging in additional safety training. The course takes aim at high-rise rescues. Local firefighter Eric Wheaton.
You know, these members definitely get a lot of work, and they work really hard. And so training to meet those expectations of the community is what's important. And it's why I enjoy coming to departments like this that, you know, they're hard workers, and they enjoy this training that we offer. And it's only going to just, you know, go back and give back to their community and better serve their community.
Firefighters working on certifications and skills using specialty equipment such as those high-rise tower ladders.
Fancy.
Good experience.
And a 28-year-old man was arrested this week on several charges following a chase. And it all started from an attempted traffic stop. Escambia County deputies say Jackie Washington is facing several charges, including trafficking methamphetamine, fleeing and eluding, possession of marijuana, possession of a firearm by a felon. You get it. Deputies say they tried to stop Washington at St. Joseph and North I Streets, but he didn't stop and ended up crashing into a fence. Officials say Washington then attempted to flee on foot, but was quickly apprehended.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The NBA draft is over.
The NHL draft starts tonight. I'm Jared Max. Winter sports draft season continues one evening after the NBA wrapped up its draft with the second round. The National Hockey League will open its entry draft this evening at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles. Like the NBA draft, which saw the Dallas Mavericks win the draft lottery despite a small chance to do so, the New York Islanders will pick first in the NHL draft tonight. New York moved up 9 spots in the draft lottery. After the Islanders pick tonight, the San Jose Sharks will be next, followed by the Chicago Blackhawks, Utah Mammoth, and Nashville Predators, who with the Philadelphia Flyers have 3 selections in the first round. Last year, players from 6 countries outside of North America were drafted in the first round. In the first round of the NBA draft, players were picked from 9 countries outside of North America Wednesday. Second round of the NBA draft last night opened with another trade. The Phoenix Suns acquired the 31st pick from the Minnesota Timberwolves and selected St. Joseph's forward Rashear Fleming. The Philadelphia 76ers got All-American forward Jani Broome with the 35th pick. Based on initial voting by fans, Aaron Judge of the Yankees and Shohei Ohtani of the Dodgers named to the All-Star Game July 15th in Atlanta on Fox. Yesterday, Ohtani hit his National League leading 28th home run. The Dodgers beat the Rockies 3-1. Baseball's all-time home runs leader, Barry Bonds, is going to be honored with a statue outside of Oracle Park in San Francisco. Bonds played the last 15 seasons of his 22-year career in San Francisco. The most accurate field goal kicker in NFL history, Justin Tucker, formerly of the Baltimore Ravens, was suspended for the first 10 weeks of next season for having violated the league's personal conduct policy. 35-year-old kicker has been accused of sexual misconduct by 16 massage therapists. Tucker was released by the Ravens last month. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And former Rays infielder Wander Franco being found guilty of sexually abusing a 14-year-old girl in the Dominican Republic. Reports say he will receive a suspended 2-year prison sentence for the relationship, which occurred when he was 21, and the victim's mother got 10 years for sex trafficking. Franco's conviction is expected to block him from obtaining a U.S. work visa.
Let's see, we had the NBA draft this week, and now something very exciting going down tonight. Look ahead to the NHL draft. Jared Max has the latest.
Draft season continues for winter pro sports leagues. One evening after the NBA wrapped up its draft with the second round, the National Hockey League will open its entry draft this evening at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles. Like in the NBA, which saw the Dallas Mavericks win the draft lottery despite a small chance to do so, the New York Islanders will pick first in the NHL draft. New York moved up 9 spots in the lottery. After the Islanders pick, the Sharks are next, followed by the Blackhawks, the Utah Mammoth, and Nashville Predators, who with the Philadelphia Flyers have 3 selections in the first round. Last year, players from 6 countries outside of North America were drafted in the first round. In the NBA draft this week, players were picked from 9 countries in the first round outside of North America. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, speaking of this, the draft got underway. It's just the first round tonight. Rounds 2 through 7 are tomorrow. The first round got underway 40 minutes ago. The Islanders, with the first pick, took exactly who they were projected to take, Matthew Schaefer. He is your number one pick in the 2025 NHL draft. He is a New York Islander.
All right. Los Angeles Dodgers player is close to reaching a pitching milestone. Drew Morgan, all over the story for you.
Kershaw moved closer to history on Thursday. Kershaw struck out 5 Rockies batters in a 3-1 Dodgers victory, moving the left-hander to within 3 punch-outs of becoming the 20th big leaguer to have 3,000 strikeouts in his career. Kershaw can become the 3rd active pitcher to accomplish the feat, joining Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer. The southpaw could join the club at home, with his next start expected to come against the White Sox at Dodger Stadium on Wednesday. Kershaw has spent his entire 18-year career with the Dodgers and admitted it would be special to make history in front of the only fans he's ever known. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is a sports machine, Sean Levine, with a Sports Minute sponsored by Fisher Investments. Isn't it obvious that at this point, Kevin Durant is the definition of fool's gold? Back when he was with the Thunder, he was great, won championships with Golden State, but he hasn't been the same guy since Brooklyn, and certainly not in Phoenix. And somehow the Houston Rockets said, you know what? We'll take a shot on that guy, Kevin Durant. Fool's gold. I'm the sports machine, Sean Levine.
Saving for retirement was tough enough for us.
Yes, and navigating markets can be challenging at times.
I understand.
That's why at Fisher Investments, we take a disciplined approach with your investments.
Tell us more about that.
We take an active approach to money management, positioning your portfolio for opportunities we see ahead.
So all your clients get the same portfolio?
No. We tailor your portfolio to your individual goals and needs.
What about communication? We don't like being left in the dark.
We check in regularly to keep you informed on the markets and your portfolio.
Which means you'll help us stay on track.
Yes. Our goal is your comfortable retirement. And as a fiduciary, we always put your interests first. Because we do better when you do better. At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Here's today's health news.
642, News Radio 92.3. Friday afternoon, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. New members of the top vaccine advisory panel at the Centers for Disease Control will recommend against vaccines using a controversial ingredient. Eben Brown has more on the story.
The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is endorsing this fall's flu shots, but only if they're free of thimerosal, a long-used preservative that contains mercury and had been suspected to cause autism in children, a theory not yet proved. This is the decision of the panel with new members appointed by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr., who has made vaccine policy and vaccine safety a key issue. The committee only provides recommendations and is not a creator of policy. The U.S. Senate has yet to confirm President Trump's nominee to lead the CDC. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Hey, you know, since we're talking about vaccines here, why not bring this up? RFK Jr.'s panel of vaccine experts voting to recommend a new vaccine aiming to protect babies from RSV. The influenza shot was approved earlier this month by the FDA, and it's one step closer to being widely available ahead of the RSV season. A second unanimous vote earned the shot a recommendation to be included in the Vaccines for Children program.
Well, social media's impact on teen drug use is getting a lot of attention this afternoon. Here's the latest in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. A new study sheds light on the impact social media has on influencing teens to use cannabis or e-cigarettes. The study from the Keck School of Medicine of the University of Southern California reveals teens who view social media posts online that show people using cannabis or e-cigarettes have a higher chance of starting to use those substances. It found that TikTok was the social media platform that was most likely to show posts with users taking part in cannabis or e-cigs. In 2024, the FDA and CDC said youth e-cigarette use is on the decline. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Okay, 645, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, looking at the roads here, the main spot we've been touching on this hour was the off-ramp to get off of I-110 and get onto North Davis Highway. But our map is showing that does look pretty clear. Looking over my shoulder right now, it does look like it's moving smoothly. So there shouldn't be much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 83 degrees, low of 76 tonight. We do have some slight rainfall chances this evening that will bleed into not just your weekend, but your upcoming work week. Over the course of those next several days, highs will be sitting right at or just under 90 degrees.
Okay, more relief for some areas under a heat dome earlier this week, but not all of them. Yeah, this is the snapshot on the national level. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
A much-needed break from the extreme heat is here for sections of the upper Midwest and Northeast as a cold front helped knock back temperatures from 100 degrees to the 70s today. However, not everyone is feeling relief as there are still heat advisories for the Ohio, Tennessee, and Mississippi valleys, where above-average temperatures and humidity will be dangerous for a long period of time outside. Showers and thunderstorms ongoing over the eastern U.S. and the Plain States. Heavy rain in some areas could cause flash flooding, especially over the Mid-Atlantic region and the Appalachians. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
All right, mortgage rates slightly lower again today, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.72%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 5.96%. With that said, there is a red flag in the housing market. Hillary Barsky, all over the story for us.
More turmoil in the already troubled housing market. An uptick in home purchase agreements falling through before they're finalized. Around 6% of pending contracts were canceled in May. That's down from 7% in April, but up from 5% from last May, according to the National Association of Realtors. On a separate note, Redfin found that 14.6% of all pending sales in May fell out of contract. That's up 14% from the previous year and the highest cancellation rate for May going back to at least 8 years. The trend highlights how home buyers can end up not inking deals due to unexpected costs, changes in their credit, employment, or financial status, among other reasons. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. California Governor Gavin Newsom today suing Fox News, seeking at least $787 million for allegedly defaming him regarding a phone call he had with President Donald Trump. Those damages Newsom is seeking nearly matches the exact amount that Fox agreed to pay Dominion Voting Systems back in 2023. Shares of NVIDIA rose for a fifth consecutive session today as the chipmaker set fresh highs and investors shook off any worries about China. Shares are up at least 66% since hitting its yearly low in early April. Hundreds of millions of buy now, pay later loans will soon affect credit scores for millions of Americans who use them to buy clothing, furniture, and takeout. Scoring company FICO says it's rolling out a new model that factors the short-term loans into their consumer scores. Stocks were higher today on Wall Street. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the whole dynamics is changing here with this tariffs and trade and kind of that whole environment there. And I wanted to basically give you the story about President Trump. He has announced that the U.S. is ending all trade discussions with Canada.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought we were kind of getting a handle on this. Edward Lawrence is at the White House with the latest.
Canada has been put in the trade penalty box here. The president abruptly announcing that all trade talks with Canada will now stop. The president posting on Truth Social, and part of that post you talked about is that Canada has just announced that they are putting a digital services tax on American technology companies, which is a direct and blatant attack on our country. He says that they're copying the European Union, and the U.S. will be letting Canada know what tariffs it will pay within the next 7 days. The Treasury Secretary has said now they could start Section 301 investigation on tariffs into Canada. That 301 is the basis, the foundation, that to allow the U.S. to impose those tariffs. He says they could start that investigation on Monday.
And the union representing mail carriers across the U.S. is warning about excessive summer heat. The warning comes as heat has not been ruled out as a cause of Dallas mailman Jacob Taylor's death. He was found unresponsive Saturday. During congressional testimony this week, Brian Renfro, who's the president of the NALC, called the death of Taylor a call to action.
Okay, a small coffee brewer is fighting a trademark lawsuit against Nestle that puts its very name on the line. Here's the latest from Nia Wong.
In the heart of America's coffee capital.
We're, you know, true Seattle coffee.
Evan Aflin spends his days canning up cold brew.
We're roasted in Seattle. We're brewed in Seattle. Everything is actually done in Seattle.
But Aflin's small American business is up against a major European competitor. In this petition filed by Nestle back in April, the multinational company is trying to get Seattle Strong to drop its name, saying Seattle Strong is too similar to their product, Seattle's best coffee, which Nestle bought from Starbucks several years ago. It claims consumers will likely be confused, mistaken, or deceived. Seattle Strong responded to Nestle's petition, accusing the Swiss company of trying to, quote, bully a small local coffee company from Seattle.
And, you know, since we're talking about some of that tariff chaos, GE Appliances will spend close to $500 million to move most of its washing machine production from China to Kentucky. The plan is to bring washer manufacturing to the company's appliance park complex in Louisville, and that would create about 800 jobs. The move comes as President Trump has hit China with tariffs in an effort to bring manufacturing back to the U.S. GE Appliances is a subsidiary of the Chinese company Haier, which has the rights to the GE name through 2056.
Won't be around for that one. Windows users will soon be free of the most scary things they could see on their computer screens. Eben Brown has that report.
The Verge reports Microsoft will eliminate what PC users have long named the blue screen of death, the error screen displayed when a computer running Windows hopelessly crashes, triggering a restart. The error message displayed against an entire screen of blue dates back to the 1980s and the earliest version of Windows, which could crash if it detected a non-compliant version of the old DOS or disk operating system. But the ridding of the blue screen doesn't mean a ridding of fatal Windows errors. Microsoft will now give the error screen a black background instead. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier this week, you know, and the way we had heard about it yesterday, it was like it sounded like it was going to be a black screen and be very ominous. But or is it just going to be the exact same message except on a black screen?
I would think so.
Well, that's kind of anticlimactic.
You're the computer guy. You're asking me about that.
You'd be surprised, man. For people my age, I don't know jack about this. Just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with your final check of the roads and weather for this week, along with some pop culture notes and some frivolous headlines to help ease you into this weekend right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15, right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, I like Tom Petty. 6:55, News Radio 92.3, Gainesville's very own Tom Petty and his Heartbreakers.
I love how you're just like, yeah, I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
that one's all right.
I like that. Austin Price, looking at the weather and traffic, local traffic together, I should say, on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Not too much going on from what I can see here. If you're dealing with any issues, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. And thanks for staying safe out there as you head home for this weekend. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 83 degrees. Going to be a low of 76 tonight with some slight rainfall chances. Those rainfall chances are going to increase and linger for your next several days. And something that's going to linger along with it, those highs that we've been dealing with. Every day has some rainfall chances of at least 70% all the way up until your Tuesday. And highs are going to be sitting right at or just under 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, the Supreme Court has issued a ruling in a free speech case involving LGBTQ-themed books in public schools. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of Maryland parents that wanted to pull their children out of public school lessons that use LGBTQ storybooks. The case stems from the Montgomery County School District's approval of LGBTQ-inclusive books for its curriculum in 2022, initially allowing parents to opt out of the lessons before reversing that policy. The group of parents, who are Muslim, Catholic, and Ukrainian Orthodox, sued, saying the policy violated their religious freedoms and parental rights. They did not seek to ban the books or challenge them. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And actors, tech giants, sports stars, and other A-listers are in Venice for the big Bezos-Sanchez wedding celebration, the wedding happening earlier this afternoon. The three-day party bringing out Tom Brady, Sydney Sweeney, and Sam Altman to the floating city, among other celebrities. And heck, even the Kardashian-Jenner family was in attendance. And, you know, leading up to this wedding, Bezos and Sanchez were kind of keeping the luxurious details under wraps. But photographers offered a glimpse into the festivities with all those guests in attendance.
Okay, the Los Angeles Getty Villa sits right on the hill at the 405 freeway heading into the valley, is set to open in Los Angeles, I'm talking about, is set to open, reopen, I should say, months after the devastating Palisades fires. Christian Goodwin has more from Los Angeles.
After nearly 6 months without visitors, the Getty Villa in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood reopens, debuting a new exhibit called The Kingdom of Pylos, Warrior Princess of Ancient Greece. The museum closing on January 7th as the deadly Palisades fire ripped through the area, destroying hundreds of trees on the property. Luckily, staff were able to protect the building and its artwork from any damage, and crews have been cleaning up the grounds. For now, the museum is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time. Admission is free, but folks will need a reservation. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And a landscaper in North Carolina facing some heat after allegedly throwing an unauthorized party at his client's mansion. According to the Union County Sheriff's Office, Michael Brown, who owns Brown's Dream Team Landscaping, invited hundreds of guests to the $4.3 million home while the owners were on vacation. And of course, this massive party led neighbors to report noise and traffic complaints to police. And upon arrival, officers discovered the party and ID'd Brown as the organizer. He now faces multiple charges, including breaking and entering, second-degree trespassing, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. But of course, he maintains his innocence through all of this.
And he still has to answer to the homeowner.
Oh, gosh.
You did what? What you had how many people at my house?
What a bozo.
Okay, a film composer who wrote one of the best-known TV show themes has died on Thursday. Carmen Roberts has the story.
The composer from Argentina, Lalo Schifrin, who wrote the theme for Mission Impossible and more than 100 other arrangements for film and TV, has died. Schifrin won 4 Grammys and was nominated for 6 Oscars, 5 of them for original score, including the film Cool Hand Luke. Schifrin once said every movie has its own personality and that the movie dictates what the music will be. His son says Schifrin died peacefully at his home in Los Angeles from complications of pneumonia. Schifrin was 93. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And the racing drama F1 and horror film Megan 2.0 are both off to good starts at the box office. Now, the Formula One movie starring Brad Pitt made $10 million in advance previews, while the horror sequel about murderous robots made $1.5 million from Thursday previews. F1 expected to make between $35 and $60 million this weekend, while Megan 2 is aiming for $20 million in its debut weekend. The racing drama likely going to take first place, but Megan 2.0 going to be battling it out with How to Train Your Dragon for second.
Okay, if you're heading over to Navarre Beach this weekend, I want to just kind of give you a heads up here. Ham radio operators from the Santa Rosa Amateur Radio Emergency Service Team participating in a national amateur radio exercise tomorrow and Sunday. They'll be at Black Skimmer Pavilion on Navarre Beach. They'll provide the team, this area will provide the team with an opportunity to test field their equipment and help them prepare for deployment again. That is happening tomorrow and Sunday over on Navarre Beach. So take care of that. Have a great weekend, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. We'll be back Monday at 4. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.